With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Shooting incident Monday near the White House.
The Secret Service says the shooting happened near Independence Avenue on the National Mall, a few blocks from the White House, during a confrontation between an armed individual and Secret Service officers. Officers who were assigned to patrol the perimeter of the White House identified a suspicious individual at about 3:30 p.m. who appeared to be carrying a firearm. Uniformed Secret Service police officers tried to make contact with the suspect, according to the Secret Service officials. The individual briefly fled on foot and then started firing his gun in the direction of the agents. The Secret Service officers returned fire. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The gunman apparently was wounded and has been taken to a hospital. European leaders say President Trump's decision to withdraw 5,000 U.S. troops from Germany, the latest signal Europe must take more responsibility for security. Leaders of Norway and Britain sought to downplay the impact of the troop reduction, while saying it does provide a useful nudge for the continent to step up its role with NATO. Federal judge Monday decrying the prison treatment of President Trump's alleged would-be assassin and apologized to him for restrictive confinement imposed by jail staff members. Bernie Bennett reports.
Cole Allen has been in federal custody since a prosecutor said he attempted to crash the White House Correspondents' Dinner and kill President Trump along with other high-level government officials. Magistrate Judge Zia Faruqui told the Department of Corrections attorney that he was, quote, fascinated and disturbed by Allen's treatment in jail. Allen was placed on suicide watch when he was first imprisoned. Prosecutor Jocelyn Ballantyne reasoned that since Allen told investigators he did not expect to survive the alleged attack, he could be a danger to himself. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
In Colombia, 12 miners still trapped in a coal mine. This is SRN News. Well, some countries are conducting a war on churches, Michael Harrington explains.
According to a new report from Global Christian Relief, the government of Rwanda is shutting down churches at a greater rate than any other nation on earth. About 7,700 of them have been closed over the past 2 years as the Rwandan government seeks greater restrictions on freedom of religion. Number two on the GCR list is Mozambique, where Muslim radicals are launching hundreds of attacks on churches each year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, despite some of the worst persecution in the world, the underground church in Iran is growing by leaps and bounds. A new report from the International Christian Concern reveals there are more believers in Iran now than there were before the 1979 Islamic Revolution, which brought with it the unprecedented wave of persecution for literally millions. This is SRN News. There has been a multi-million person drop in the number of food stamp recipients. Rich Thomason explains why.
Agriculture Secretary Rollins attributes the sharp decline in SNAP clients to the tamping down of fraud, as well as an improved economy. SNAP beneficiaries decreased by nearly 4.3 million in the year ending January of this year. That's according to preliminary government data. President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, passed by Congress last summer, also said to have played a role in the decline of SNAP clients. Rich Thomason, Washington.
New Mexico state prosecutors seeking changes to Meta's social media apps and algorithms move us to safeguard children in the second phase of a landmark trial on allegations that platforms such as Instagram and many others have created a public safety hazard. More details at srnnews.com.